Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a bluffing cloth, and a pair of usable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how Brad Pitt wore a Tudor watch in the summer issue of GQ for 2017. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Emmett Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I can't believe how quickly the time is going, man. We're already in almost June. I mean, it's nuts. I feel like if I blink, I was in India like in December, and now we're in almost June. It's crazy, and I still feel like I haven't been back too long. But anyway, I want to talk to you today about how Brad Pitt wore a Tudor watch in the summer 2017 issue of GQ. So there are three separate covers for this magazine, and it's pretty cool. You know, Brad Pitt and GQ, they go to three different national parks, and you know, they're kind of interesting artistic type shots and poses that, you know, you see Brad Pitt in. And it's almost like, I don't know, I've seen photo shoots where, you know, models or like actors are striking different poses, but this was a little different. This was almost like it was almost like personal. It was almost like he was trying to tell us something, like a cry for help. I mean, I know he's been through a lot. I can't put myself in his shoes. Through a very, very public divorce. I mean, they were the ultimate couple, he and Angelina Jolie, but, you know, he's an older, more mature guy. He was actually interviewed after the photo shoot, and he did like a pretty long interview, and I think he gave up drinking and he's trying to get more healthy and all that, but he looks kind of sad and serious and kind of, I don't know, just kind of stoic. Like, you know, it's like there's no energy. It's almost like but anyway, so what kind of Tudor watch is Brad Pitt wearing? Well, he's wearing the Tudor Black Bay Bronze. And to me, this was the perfect watch for him to wear. 43 millimeters, masculine, looks antique, kind of. Looks like something from another world, completely. But yet has, you know, a very modern day feel and sensibility to the naked eye. And you know, Brad Pitt is no stranger to endorsing or wearing luxury watches. I mean, he used to be the ambassador for Asia for Tag Heuer. And I remember because whenever I would travel to Asia, like to India or different parts of the world, you would definitely see those ads. You would definitely see him in those ads. You would never see them in America. So I always thought that was interesting. But yeah, he was, you know, definitely pioneering. This is nothing new to him. I mean, he's not like endorsing Tudor yet. He is endorsing Tudor because he's wearing it in the photo shoot. I'm sure someone with his, you know, star power and his influence, he can wear whatever he wants. Like, it doesn't matter. He could have worn a Patek. He could have worn a nicer Rolex. But in any event, there must have been some sort of relationship between Tudor and GQ. Well, I know there's a relationship between Tudor and GQ. That is for sure. It's very obvious. GQ and Tudor have been sort of, like, you know, in cahoots for a while in terms of styling celebrities with watches and actually pretty good celebrities. Will Smith was in one, you know, wearing the Tudor Black Bay Blue before it became the in-house movement version. You also had another actor as well that wore it. So, you know, a very famous actor. So, I mean, you've had actors definitely wear this, but I would say by far he's the most powerful and influential actor out of all of them. You know, he's considered like a movie star and an actor. He's a mega star, and it was quite fitting for him. I mean, he was wearing, you know, obviously casual but expensive clothes, and there are times he was wearing very nice clothes, and the watch fit perfectly with any look that he was trying to have, whether he was in sand dunes or not, it didn't matter. So, you know, for this photo shoot, they went to a couple of different places, the Everglades, the White Sands, and Carlsbad Caverns as well. Those were the three national parks they went to. So the watch is, it's very unassuming, you know, because it's made out of bronze. To the human eye, it could look like gold, but then you look at it closer and, you know, it has this really sort of, you know, the thing about bronze is that it oxidizes. So once it oxidizes, it takes on this different life form. The case itself looks like something that you rescued from the Titanic. It becomes really dull and it becomes really antique-y and very old-worldly. So I don't know if it's just the angle of the shot, kind of Brad Pitt's in this cool white shirt with a pattern on it, and he's kind of like at an angle and he's got his hand up near his mouth, and you can kind of see the angle of the watch. It looks like something very antique, but yet familiar. And I think that's what this watch is, and I love it. The watch is $3,975. It's 43 millimeters in case diameter. It's the first time that Tudor did a 43 millimeter case. It was released last year at Baselworld 2016. And the reception to this watch was amazing. Unfortunately, they delivered a lot of these pieces pretty late. The demand is still big. It's still growing. It has a 369 dial, Arabic applied numerals. It has indices in between. It has this sort of brown antique dial. And the hands are like the snowflake, typical Tudor snowflake hands. Beautiful, just really well executed, just a real rugged men's watch. And it comes on a nice leather distress strap, and it comes with really nice sort of bicolor hand-woven nylon strap with bronze hardware. You know, and the fact that this is bronze sets it apart from all the other Tudor Black Bays, and it has an in-house movement with a 70-hour power reserve. But, you know, as much as he wore it in this, and basically not every page, but almost, I think the shoot must have been 8 to 10 different poses and pictures or whatever. I would say he was wearing it in a good 40-50% of the photos that he was in. So that's pretty cool. Whether people realize it or not, whether it was far away or close up, it made him look really complete in terms of the photo shoot he was doing. I'm sure this is a watch he must own himself. If he doesn't, he should, because it looks perfect on him. And I like it because it's, you know, I've said this many times in a way, even though, you know, Tudor is owned by Rolex, it's like the anti-Rolex that's made by Rolex, because Tudor is doing things that Rolex isn't doing. So they're very much their own brand, even though, of course, they're owned by the mothership Rolex, and they have their own identity. They really have taken over. Recently, there's a Tudor that went in auction like a couple years ago for $99,000, and it's like already back up in auction again for, I think the asking price is like $300,000 for a Tudor Submariner from the 50s. I mean, it just shows you they're a strong brand and they stand on their own. And I'm really glad that Brad Pitt was wearing this watch in the photo shoot. I definitely will put the link to the photo shoot so you can read. You can A, see the pictures, and B, then you can read his interview. It was pretty candid interview he did, pretty kind of spilling your guts type of interview. Nothing over the top, but I think the looks in the magazine in the photo shoot said it all. But even though, you know, we all don't have Brad Pitt's looks or his body or his money or his fame or his power, the watch kind of says it all in a very unassuming way. And I like that. I like that. It's one of my favorite Tudors out there, and they're still available. So if you want, please contact me at amitdevhond@gmail.com. I definitely do work on a consultation fee basis. That gets you, you know, an hour of my time, some text, some call, you know, a couple calls, emails, you know, within an hour or so, if we could get that all done. And it's $150, and that $150 is applied to the purchase of the watch or and you sell your watch, my commission for that. If you purchase a watch or sell a watch from me within a year, I apply that $150 towards both those different services. So you really have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Check out my website, www.amitdevhonda.com. You can see my wrist shots, hear my podcasts, watch my videos, read my blog. It's really, really all-encompassing. And, you know, my website, I'm excited to announce, is going to receive a major facelift after 5 years. So look out for that in the coming weeks and months. Updates to the site, sort of cleaner, more concise. It's pretty clean, but I want it to be even more clean. You'll be able to do things like access my Facebook Live videos. That's pretty cool. If you're not a member of my Amit Dev Honda watch page on Facebook, you definitely should check that out. And every day you can see me do a different video on a different subject regarding watches or fashion or music or art, but it's always watch-centric pretty much. I'm very active on social media, Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at Amit Dev Honda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a great place to go. Sign up once and you're done. I'll put the link to that. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.